Seattle loses another cultural institution next month. Yesterday, the landmark cinema chain announced the venerable Harvard Exit Theater on Capitol Hill will close its doors. If you're a fan of independent art house film, you probably know the Harvard Exit. It's been a cinema for about 40 years, housed in the historic Women's Century Club building on North Capitol Hill. Harvard Exit audiences, and I've been among them, have seen everything from foreign films to edgy American offerings. And it brings up the question, what do we lose when we lose a theater like the Harvard Exit? So to help us answer that, we've invited in Lyle Bush. He's executive director of the Northwest Film Forum, another Capitol Hill bastion of independent cinema. Hi, Lyle.
Thanks for inviting me, Marcy.
And thanks for coming in. The Harvard Exit's been around since the late 60s. Looking back at the film community, what role has the Harvard Exit played?
Well, you know, independent cinema it dates to about the origin of Harvard Exit cinema. At the point when international films are starting to flood into the American market, this is where Harvard Exit kind of starts to play a role in. Admittedly, this is my neighborhood. Capitol Hill is an intellectual center, but this is where Bergman kind of first hits the shores and Antonioni and Godard films first hit here. And so I think of it as part of the soul of the city kind of disappearing. Certainly my theater continues to hold the flag for great international independent cinema, but we want more, not less.
There are still a few other commercial venues. Northwest Film Forum is not a commercial venue. It's right. A nonprofit. So there are still three representatives of the landmark chain that will remain standing. So why does it matter if one closes? There are still, there's SIFF, there's Film Forum, and there are a couple other places.
Well, I think of it as an issue of neighborhood, frankly. If you can walk out of your place, get a coffee, get a beer, get some fish stew, those are really, really important neighborhood experiences. The amazing thing about film is you can walk into that building beside the coffee house and enter for 2 hours and come out changed. And while a great conversation in the pub can do that too, there's something quite magical about what happens in relationship to your own imagination in those spaces.
I know that part of the impetus to shut down this theater and also the Varsity Theater in Seattle's University District is also going to close is about losing leases and developers wanting to reimagine these pieces of property, particularly where the Harvard Exit sits. But I'm curious now because the economics of commercial theaterdom have changed in the 40 some years since Harvard Exit. So open, how do they stay in business?
Well, the model is more tentpole, as people say. So the interstellar films are more important. Although when you're dealing with art house cinema, what are the tentpole films? You're still looking for those.
What are they?
Feel good. Well, in my time, Lars von Trier films, they're not feel good films, but they are potent big screen experiences that I would say even just Melancholia a few years ago is a powerful example of what can happen on a screen where you could see it, I guess, with your online subscription account on your 4K retina display, 15 inches diagonally across. But somehow that larger than life, that vast experience is lost. And that's what I miss is the walking to the place. The Harvard Exit is about 15 minutes from me, and walking in and having that experience that I literally can't purchase elsewhere.
The closure of the Harvard Exit is announced just weeks after the revamped Cinerama in downtown Seattle reopens. We all know the Cinerama is owned by one of the richest men in the world, Paul Allen. So to be an independent cinema, do you need a sugar daddy like Paul Allen?
Possibly. They are also managed by a very smart guy, and they're making really, really smart decisions. Among them, if you don't mind my saying, in the middle of the Hobbit run on January 12th, we're going to partner with Seattle Art Museum and Cinerama to play the one of the great art house films of the past year, the new 3D Godard film.
So that's sandwiched in between Mockingjay and The Hobbit. that's their tentpoles, massive, massive blockbusters, and then they can sandwich in something that has maybe more of an artsy feel to it.
Yeah, I'm
curious, Lyle Bush, what the Harvard exit, you talked about it being in your neighborhood, but for you, fond memories of this, what does this mean to you personally?
Well, this is a place where I go to see those big pictures that we're not going to play at the Film Forum. We're about emerging voices in world cinema. And in fact, two pictures down the road, those filmmakers that we've premiered in Seattle are going to show up at a place like the Harvard exit. So part of what I mourn is, like, if we are in effect the part of the system, like, where do our filmmakers graduate to?
That's interesting.
If they don't want to graduate to interstellar, figuratively or literally.
Lyle Bush is executive director of the Northwest Film Forum. Landmark Cinemas announced yesterday that Seattle's historic Harvard Exit Theater will close next month, along with the Varsity Theater in Seattle's University District. And you can go to the Cinerama on the 12th of January and see Godard on a gigantic screen. So, Lyle, thank you for that. We were curious from you listeners to know what you thought about the Harvard exit closure, and we asked you for some of your memories, and here's what a few of you had to say.
I remember in 1973 going in with my husband Pat to see Casablanca at the Harvard exit. I was pregnant at the time, and it was a big event for us to make our way from Duval into Seattle. The people stood up and cheered at the end. It was a magical moment. The Harvard exit will always remain one of my favorite places.
I was an employee of the Harvard exit at a time when almost every employee was a redhead, and that was in the mid-70s to about 1980, 81, and I was married at the Harvard exit. The wonderful owners of the Harvard exit allowed us to have our marriage ceremony in the big entry room with the piano, and I'll always remember that.